This passage is a perfect example of the way language can be toxic. Language is traditionally associated with a means of communication, but if misused, it can be an obstacle. And that is the case here. I'm going to develop this in three different points. Point number one, mendacity. Wow, that's a big word. The kind of word you got to look up in the dictionary. It means hypocrisy. It's a synonym of hypocrisy. But why are they talking about mendacity? First, Big Daddy asked his son why he drank. And Brick answered that it was by disgust, the disgust of mendacity. And all of a sudden, the conversation focuses on the word instead of focusing on the thing. And Big Daddy is going to embark on a long speech in order to explain the concept of mendacity, in order to develop the word, in order to use synonyms and examples and instances of mendacity, which is omnipresent in his life. He uses words such as lies, pretenses, and this speech actually looks like or sounds like a vocabulary lesson. In fact, it's a strategy used by Brick, which is often used by politicians. When they don't want to answer a question, they use a very sophisticated or complicated word in order to divert the attention from the problem to the word itself. And that's exactly what Brick does here. He misuses language so as to create a smoke screen. So this conversation is a total dead end. But there's also another reason, and that's going to be the second point. It's the problem that Big Daddy never asks the good questions. When Brick says that he is disgusted by mendacity, Big Daddy doesn't ask what particular kind of mendacity Brick is disgusted with. What instance? At first, Big Daddy imagines that Brick means or suggests that Maggie's been unfaithful. But that's not the question. Brick refuses to explain himself. He just says, line 10, not one single person and not one lie. And line 12, he says the whole thing. That is to say, the world, the society he lives in. It's all very vague, isn't it? So here again, Brick misuses language in order to blur the tracks and also in order not to answer the question. So it's easy to understand that communication between the two men is practically impossible. But there's another reason for that, and that's point number three. It's the fact that Maggie is missing from the scene. So instead of a triangle with Big Daddy, Brick and Maggie, we have a confrontation, we have a duel between the two men. And in the play, Maggie is a sort of facilitator. She makes communication easier between people. And that's also because the way she talks is very practical, is very commonsensical. She's got her feet on the ground, she speaks about real things, about money, about old age, about having children or not having children, decisions to take. And she's not going to try to fool herself or fool anybody with empty words. Maggie's absence is indeed very noteworthy in the passage. She always symbolizes the solution to a problem, but here the solution is missing. So between the two men, language is misused, as I've shown. Language is corrupted by a process of self-censorship. There are things that men cannot say in a patriarchal society, things that they cannot say to one another, and things that they cannot even say to themselves.